If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com. I got my bags packed on a roll. I'm heading out there and I'm ready to go. Looking real good in my passport photo.
Amateur Traveler, episode 608. Today, the Amateur Traveler talks about beaches and waterfalls, plantations and plantains, bobsleds, jerk chicken, and reggae as we go to Jamaica. Welcome to the Amateur Traveler. I'm your host, Chris Christensen. With no further ado, let's talk about Jamaica. I'd like to welcome back to the show Dave and Deb from the Planet D, who've come to talk to us about Jamaica. Dave and Deb, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chris. We're so excited to be back. It's been a while.
Back we are, and get to talk about one of our favorite islands, Jamaica, too. So, perfect time to be back.
Yeah.
I think you have only been on the show once, which is a show we did on South Australia. You've been on This Week in Travel numerous times, so people want to hear more of Dave and Deb. You can go listen to some of those episodes. Why Jamaica? You have been to Jamaica more than once.
We've been to Jamaica four times, and I think what really keeps us going back to the island is that out of all the Caribbean islands that we've been to, I find that Jamaica is really the only island that has this perfect mix of beauty, a Caribbean standpoint, gorgeous beaches, but also such a great cultural and historical aspect. Those are two things that really make Jamaica unique.
And Jamaica is huge. You can go back again and again and never do the same thing twice. And that's something we really love. There's a lot of adventure travel there. It's romance, it's beauty, it's luxury. And as Dave said, it's great culture and food. So it has it all. And it's one that we keep going back to.
I want to say it's fourth largest island in the Caribbean, if I'm doing this off the top of my head. A little larger than some of the ones out there that are little tiny specks.
Yes, exactly.
Is the third. I was wrong. It is larger than Puerto Rico. I am surprised by that, but not as big as Cuba and Hispaniola.
There you go.
What kind of itinerary would you recommend for Jamaica?
Actually, there's so many places. The one thing about Jamaica is it is large. So you have to choose an area and then go out from there and do day trips. Now, one of our favorite places is in the south at Treasure Beach. And I think that's a super place for people to get off the beaten path. And you can go and do a lot of things down there. You can actually go on a Black River safari and you get to see these crocodiles on the Black River. I didn't even know there were crocodiles in Jamaica until we went. Down on Treasure Beach, it's nice and quiet. A lot of people think of Ochos Rios and Montego Bay. That's where I heard of it in the 80s with that cool song, Montego Bay, you know? That's a great central area and you can do a lot of day trips from there.
Then if you're looking more for a beach holiday, Negril is definitely where you want to go. On the west side of the island, it is by far has the best beaches in Jamaica, I would have to say, plus the best sunsets because it is on the west side of the island. So if you're looking for beach life, head to Negril. If you're looking for a little bit more adventure, head to Ochos Rios. If you want a place where there's like also great luxury accommodation, you want to be central to everything, Montego Bay is really the place for you to stay. And that way you can do day trips out to Negril or as far as to Falmouth or anything like that. So you can keep everything within an hour or so or an hour and a half drive. So do a ton of things within a 1 week vacation there.
Okay. Well, now let's go through that in a little more detail. Now, one place I noticed you didn't mention is where we're flying in.
We always fly into Montego Bay.
You're flying in directly. You're not flying into Kingston, for instance.
You know what? We have never been to Kingston. And Kingston is on the far eastern part of the island. It's a little more cut off from the tourist area. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're planning on going the next time we go. I want to talk about that whole side of the island that we want to visit. But Montego Bay is the main hub that people fly into.
Yeah, the beauty is that almost all the resorts there, or any place that you're going to stay at, have transportation from Montego Bay to whatever accommodation you're going to stay at.
Okay. And now we go in more detail. Where should we start? We want to start in east to west, west to east?
Let's go west to east, and that way it's nice and easy.
All right. Right? We'll start in Negril. So if you get off the plane, you can book a place in Negril. Sandals is a big one in Negril that has a big high-end luxury resort there. And actually, Negril is kind of nice because you can do day trips easily down to Treasure Beach to the south of the island. A lot of the day trips down to this great bar that we love in the south of Jamaica is the Pelican Bar. Mm-hmm. It's located, feels like it's in the center of the Caribbean. Whenever you see the shots of Jamaica, they always show that bar because it's this old hut that's been around since the 70s. Sitting in a shallow sandbank.
Yeah, it's surrounded by water. It's only accessible by boat.
Yeah.
So it's quite a unique experience to go out there and have a few red stripe while you're out there. That's definitely a good day trip. And if you're in Negril, I highly recommend doing a catamaran trip there. You can really cover some good distance. Plus, you get to see really cool places like Rick's Cafe, where they have these cliff divers. One experience to see it from land, but to see it from a catamaran and see them actually jump from that viewpoint, I think it's fantastic. And really looking at the coastline from that viewpoint is something I think everybody should do. And like I said, the best beaches are in Negril, so why not do it by a catamaran?
Where they have the really long sandy beaches that everybody thinks of with Jamaica. I don't know if they still can, so I don't want to spread a rumor, but tourists do cliff jumping at Rick's Cafe as well. There have been a lot of injuries, so we don't recommend it. But people do go and jump off cliffs at Rick's Cafe.
Yeah.
And it really is the premier place in the island to watch a sunset.
You pitched us the Sandals Resort in Negril, which, as I recall, is my understanding, I've never stayed in Sandals, so let's talk about my biases first of all here.
We're in Negril. Kind of funny that I say... I said Sandals because we haven't stayed there, but I just recall that Sandals did the day tour down to the Pelican Bar.
Sandals is an all-adult.
All-adult, all-inclusive resort.
Yeah, and that's the one that seems farthest south from Negril, so that they do more of the south of the island.
Okay, well, and I was a little surprised that you brought it up because it doesn't seem like it's generally the scene that I would associate with you, because an all-inclusive resort tends to be less... a chance to see the culture of the place you're into. I think you could go to the Sandals and feel like you're at a Sandals more so than you'd feel like you're in Jamaica, is my impression.
It's funny, you said it right. I think Sandals is just the most famous one there because we've never stayed at one ourselves. So I just mentioned that they were the one that day trip I knew of down to there. So I think that a lot of people grab their day trips from Sandals though.
Interesting. I didn't know that was a possibility, even though you're not staying there.
I even remember when we did something, we went through a Sandals resort.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
We did our catamaran tour through Sandals. Yeah. So it's kind of funny that we said that. We talk about a great place to stay that's not all-inclusive. Jamaica is really known for all-inclusive resorts.
Yeah.
Something that we really loved staying at was down in Treasure Beach in St. Elizabeth. It's down in the south of the island. Mm-hmm. And there's a Treasure Beach resort that's there that's got that backpacker feel. Jake's. Jake's Resort. They were fantastic. It's a family-run resort. They've been running it for decades down there, and they were all locals, and locals run tours out of that resort. And it's really cool because it's very luxurious as well. It has a backpacker's feel, but you can also rent bungalows that are just these gorgeous luxury beach bungalows. And it's something I'll let Dave talk. It's really a great place to stay.
I would definitely recommend it if you're not into the all-inclusive lifestyle. And really get away from it all. And it's like-minded people down there as well. We found that when we stayed down there, most of the people that were staying there have been to Jamaica 2 or 3 times and want to do the all-inclusive resort.
In the south, there's a lot of vacation rentals. Yeah. So a lot of people would be renting an apartment or a bungalow with their families for a week or so, and they come to dinner at Jake's, and you talk to them about how they've traveled around the island.
It seems like the north part of the island is very much resort-oriented, where the southern part of that is a little bit more independent traveler,
interesting.
Or vacation rental.
And in terms of getting around, you mentioned that wherever you're staying, you could probably get to from Montego Bay with a shuttle or something like that. To get around the island, are you using public transportation, shuttles, renting a car? What do you recommend?
I highly recommend renting a car. Now, one thing we get about when we travel to Jamaica is a lot of people tell us it's not safe. That's a big thing we get.
That was going to come up.
Yeah.
My brother vacations in Jamaica yearly, which is really funny that he says it's not safe. He's one of those guys that just goes to the resort and doesn't get off of it. And he goes, oh, I've never rented a car. And we've driven around Jamaica, and I feel completely safe. We've gone and eaten at the fast food place. We've had a Jamaican patty, and everybody's really wonderful and fine. Like, I'm not going to go downtown to, I don't know, the dark side of Kingston at 2 in the morning. But driving around during the middle of the day, I feel completely safe. Just like I'm not going to walk around downtown Toronto and part of our city as well.
Yes, but Toronto is safer than Kingston. If we put this in perspective.
And any city, and there's certain parts I wouldn't. Yeah. So I think renting a car is a great way because these areas of Jamaica are really spread out. It can be about an hour or two drive to certain areas, and it gives you a good to pick up a car at the airport and drive around.
So I look at it this way. If you're in the north part of the island, chances are you could probably take a shuttle. There's lots of great tours there as well. Chukka Tours basically owns the whole island. There's tons of different tours that they do, and it's transportation is always included. So maybe if you were going there for the first time, I would recommend sort of easing yourself into it that way. And then as you head back and get a little bit more comfortable with exploring, then I'd look into renting a car and moving out and exploring a little bit more down in St. Elizabeth, Treasure Beach, and the southern part of the island as well.
So you mentioned Chukka Tours. I don't know how to spell that.
Yeah, it's C-H-U-K-K-A, Chukka.
Okay. Is that a local outfit?
Yes, Chukka Tours is a local outfit. Actually, they're all around the Caribbean now, but I believe they started in Jamaica.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, and Chukka is just Jamaica. I'm thinking Island Roots.
Yes.
That's another major one in Jamaica.
Okay.
Chukka is a big place, and we've done a lot of tours with Chukka, and I've enjoyed them very much.
And they seem to have done a good job with aligning themselves with a lot of the hotels from mid-range all the way up to luxury that you can book through resort or you can book through their website.
Well, and I know you guys like active travel, doing the zip line, doing something like that. What sort of things am I going to get through them or separately are different in Jamaica? So every place now has a zip line, every place I can go sailing is great. I'm going to enjoy both of those. What is particularly Jamaican?
Something that we just did when we were in Jamaica, it was the first time we've ever done it, is we went swimming with horses, with Chukka Tours, actually.
Okay.
Surprisingly enough, with them. It was really great because I was talking to my parents who were avid horse riders, and I was a little bit worried, do the horses like this? And they answered exactly the same as Chukka said. If the horses don't like it, they won't go in the water, and they're not going to put people in the water with horses if they don't like
it.
Riding horses in Jamaica is quite popular, so we started off with a trail ride, and then switched horses for the ones that ride.
Uh-huh.
And then we went out and we swam the beach, and the horses were literally swimming, and we were just riding bareback on them. It was so much fun. That's something that was really great.
Definitely. And I think a lot of people don't necessarily think about this in the Caribbean, but there's a lot of bicycle rentals around there and a lot of great bike trips to do. Another thing that you can do hiking and biking together. We've done that while we're there, where we bike for a couple of hours and then go out and do some hiking up into either some lookouts. I know that they have some more hiking down in the Blue Mountains, which is over up to the northeastern part of the country. So if you want to get out there and do some hiking, which is something that, you don't usually do on a Caribbean island. It does have a mountainous region in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. You can actually get pretty high and do some pretty strenuous hikes if that's what you're into.
Well, and can I get you to recommend a specific tour or two or a specific hike or two?
A great hike that we enjoyed was out of Treasure Beach, out of Jake's Resort. There's a local there, Damien is his name, and he does hike and bike excursions. That was a really fun one that we did actually through down in St. Elizabeth, the breadbasket of Jamaica. And it's a very lot of farmland, and we were cycling through all of the fields and farmland and everything like that. And then down there, there's Tower's Leap. That's a really big hike that you can go to the top of the island and overlook the coast.
Okay.
So he does both of those, and that's who I highly recommend.
He's a private, very small guy who does tours there out of Jake's Resort. It's also an excellent way to get out. We met tons of local people, stopped and chatted with them. So that not only combining lots of physical activity with hiking and biking, but you also get to meet the locals and talk about the culture. I thought it was one of my favorite tours I did on the whole island.
And we went up, we hiked up to Chateau Garden, which was a really tough hike, the heart pumping, and we went through local farms. That's what I really loved. Because you just had people who were farming on the side of the mountain like they had been for years, and you walk through goats and you walk through cows, and it was really cool.
And the view of the south coast from there is absolutely spectacular.
And I should say that we went back to Treasure Beach, which is southwest. You were just talking previously about hikes in the Blue Mountains, which is northeast. Did you have something you would recommend there?
There's a place that we did with Chukka Tours where we did the hike and bike. We went up to the mountain and we...
Not Bronco Tour.
Bronco Stables. Sorry about that. To find all these people, mostly it's tour companies you're going to go with, and bike there with them up into the mountains. And that was really a lot of fun because we hiked up to, did we cycle up and hike down? One way or the other, I can't remember which way we did it.
We hiked up and okay. We cycled down.
Oh, there you go.
So that's the way to do it. Because biking up would have been brutal.
Yes, hiking up was a lot more
so
fun.
So Bracco Tours does those BRACCO tours all around Blue Mountain.
They have stables as well.
Yeah.
I've largely given up our original desire of to go from west to east because we haven't done anything like it. But you have mentioned a couple other places that we haven't talked about yet. You started to mention at the beginning Black River.
The great thing that is really unique to Jamaica that we have never seen in any other Caribbean island. I mean, we haven't been everywhere yet, but the Black River Safari, which is a really fun safari. And it's where you get to see crocodiles. You go out on a catamaran boat, get on the river, and it's just full of these docile crocodiles. It's really cool. They're giant, but they're not aggressive. You don't want to get in swimming with them.
No, I don't.
It's a really beautiful reserve, too, of marshland, and there's birds, and birds sitting on crocodiles' heads. And we have a great picture on our website. We went and took a picture of the sign of a crocodile, and one is sleeping right in front of it, and it really looks like it's just a carving of one.
Yeah.
But he was real.
And a lot of people, or a lot of tour companies, combine that with a visit to the IS waterfalls, which are right around that area as well. There's these seven-tiered falls that you can climb up, swim in.
A rope swing.
So you can combine those two together. And it's a really great all-day activity to explore that part of the island.
And something about Jamaica is it's blessed with a lot of water. When we were there, we were told that a lot of cruise ships stop at Jamaica to fill up their water in Jamaica because it has so much fresh water. So you are going to have a lot of water activities away from the beach.
Yep.
There is a lot of waterfalls. You can do that north, south, east, west. Yep. There's Dunn's River Falls. There's YS Waterfalls. There's another one into the east that I can't think of the name right now, but there's waterfalls all over the place. So wherever you're staying, just go to the ones that are near you. They're all several tiers and lots of fun. And there's bamboo rafting on either side of the island. We went and did Martha Bray rafting, and there's tubing. And it's really great because it's just a relaxing, fun adventure where a local guide is telling you stories about the plantations that use the rivers for their irrigation, and you see all the water and wildlife and flora and fauna of the area.
Okay, and I have to jump in while you're taking a breath because you apparently don't breathe that often. You mentioned the Black River outing. Now, I know the place is called Black River, but what about it? You said it was a Black River? I don't know what that means.
Well, the name is called Black River Safari, or Black River. And it's down in the south of the island, and that feels like a little off-the-beaten-path place.
Yeah.
There's day trips to it, though, that you can do. That is where the crocodiles are. That's where you get to see.
It's just the name of the place is Black River. The reason that's confusing is I have, for instance, been on blackwater rafting in New Zealand, and that is underground rafting.
Right.
Or underground tubing is really what that is. So I just wanted to make sure that we weren't talking about something other than the name of the place. Okay. And then you also had mentioned, in terms of Montego Bay itself, I don't know that we talked much about what you would do in Montego Bay except the beach.
Montego Bay is a lot of the beach and the party place. There's a really cool place there.
Called the Hip Strip.
Yeah.
Right along there where it's tons of bars, great nightlife, and it's centered around quite a few main resorts there, so you can actually take a taxi from your hotel to get there, or a lot of the hotels around Montego Bay will offer a shuttle to that area that will drop you off at one time and pick you up later that night. So if you're
into the Hip Strip?
The Hip Strip, it's
called. The Hip Strip. It's the hippest place in Jamaica. That's where you can go to the Dead End Beach, too, and watch the planes land. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool because the planes land right over the beach into the Montego Bay Airport, so that's pretty neat to see that. And it's a local beach too, which is cool. There's a beach down the street that's
The Doctor's Beach,
that is the real touristy one, and you want to skip that. It's just full of umbrellas and tourists. But head on down to Dead End Beach and hang out with the locals there.
Okay. Well, and while you're talking about that, other beach recommendations?
Mostly it's on your resort and in that part of the area. There are some local beaches.
Seven Mile Beach is another one that
I mean in general, not just in Montego Bay.
Yeah, the Negril Beach down there, and then down at Port Elizabeth or St. Elizabeth.
Again, most of the beaches that are around Jamaica, there's usually a resort built on it. So most of them have tried quite hard to keep their beachfront. I know that in Negril, when you come in there, a big part of the beach there, Margaritaville, you know, like Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville is on the beach there. All along that western coast is basically a whole ton of resorts. So your resort will probably have the best, if you're looking for beach life, a resort that has a great beach.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing you mentioned was Ocho Rios, and I want to get back to the bobsledding. I've been meaning to get back to here for some time. So Jamaica had a bobsled team. We've seen the movie. They have a bobsled track still in Ocho Rios.
It's not really a bobsled track. You get to get in what is...
It is a bobsled track. It's just
In the movies, they didn't have a track, so that's why...
This is a track that goes down a mountain and you are in a bobsled. But
it's more like a roller coaster track.
Well, you're in a bobsled.
Yeah, you're in a bobsled.
Yeah, you're in a bobsled and you are directing it and you can put the brakes on. It's like a big slide ride.
It's not the same as if I were to go to Calgary to the Olympic Park and I have a big iced down bobsled track in the traditional fashion. Okay.
No, this is the Jamaican bobsled. Their version. But what's really fun about it is that they have upstairs, they have a whole display of all of their Olympic athletes. So they talk about all of their great Olympians, 100-meter runners, which we all know, of course, and then show the history of the Jamaican bobsled. So it's a fun place to spend the day because that's a whole area that has zip line and bobsled and a pool that you can just hang out and hikes that you can do, another area for hiking.
And you can get a full day pass there. So you can spend the whole day at Mystic Mountain there and ride the slide ride, check out. They have a pool and a water slide there as well. Yes. So it's a whole full day thing that you can do there. It's not just going there just to ride Jamaican bobsled, though I thought that was the best part.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And at the beginning, you mentioned that one of the things that you liked about Jamaica was that besides having great beaches, it had, part because of its size, a rich culture. Best ways to get in touch with that culture while you're visiting?
Jamaica has a really big culture. The first island to go against slavery. So there's a big history there where when you're traveling around, when you go to places like a lot of the caves, like there's a place in Grotto Caves where slaves hid out and they had a rebellion there. There's a lot of culture you can learn about the history of slavery and plantations in Jamaica. One of the great ways to learn about it is going to the Great Houses.
Yeah.
There's a place called Rose Hall, and that's near Montego Bay. And you can learn of the history of plantation owner. This is a famous one with the white witch. It's about a white woman who killed three of her husbands and killed slaves, but she was actually murdered by one of her slaves. So it was a place where they really got their independence quickly.
Annie Palmer, I believe, who's known as the white witch. So there's a lot of very interesting history there and showing how Jamaicans really got their independence from the Spanish as well as from the English. So I didn't know before going there that a big part of Montego Bay and that whole part of the island was owned by one person, one plantation. Mm-hmm. Quite an interesting history there and how they came about getting their independence, and the uprising of the slaves there was a very big part of their history. And it's a great thing to learn there.
In the south as well, when you're traveling around Jamaica, you'll find a lot of places where there were slave settlements that escaped, that started their own settlement. And that happened down in the south in St. Elizabeth, where the slaves had made their own settlement. So when you travel around the island, there'll be stories all around.
That was how the parishes were developed.
Yes, how the parishes started,
One thing I also want to recommend, not that I have done it, because I have not been to Jamaica. I told Dave and Deb before we started that all I knew about Jamaica was Bob Marley and I guess the bobsled team. The song Montego Bay. But that's not quite true, because the other thing I know is that they have a Meet the People program on Jamaica. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes, but this is a resource that was mentioned on the show by Colleen Fromer when she was on one of the times. And it is one of the first programs in the Caribbean that was put together that is intentionally made to connect travelers with locals. And so I'll put a link to that, and you can check that program out if you're interested in that kind of experience.
Oh, that's great. I hadn't heard of that either. So
this is something you can even do if you're in Jamaica for one day, if you're there for a cruise stop or something like that, as far as I understand.
I highly recommend doing that. I think when you get to know the locals and talk to them about their story, and they're really fun people. And something about, you mentioned Bob Marley, reggae is really ingrained in the society. Everybody has that real reggae spirit. Music is playing everywhere. Mm-hmm. Dancing is everywhere. The party's constantly going.
It definitely is.
And if you're interested in a deeper dive, there's also put in a link in the show notes to Jamaica volunteer programs. There are a number of programs, again, that are available if people want to spend some time doing something more constructive with the local. Anything else we want to cover in terms of destinations for Jamaica before we start getting to some of the wrap-up questions?
Talk about the food maybe a little bit.
Let's talk about food. It's certainly something that we talk about on this program. What recommendations do you make for either food to eat or places to go?
For food, if you're on the island, you have to go to one place. You have to go to Scotchy's.
For jerk chicken.
For jerk chicken. It is kind of like, it started out as more like a roadside stand, and it still kind of is. It's just off on the side of the road, but it is the best jerk chicken you can get on the island. Ask anybody. It's become
Locals say it is.
Yeah, exactly. Going,
where is that? I didn't catch that.
There's two locations, one in Montego Bay, and the other one, I think, is in Ocho's Rios.
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
Yep, both on the north side then.
It's an outdoor jerk shop, and you get it rough and tough. It's roasted in tin foil and hand you your stuff with some napkins.
Yes, it's nothing fancy, but the taste is absolutely fantastic. You can't go to Jamaica without having jerk chicken, period.
And jerk chicken, for those who aren't aware of it, which I feel sad for you, first of all, but we're talking about a barbecue chicken with a dry sauce, as I recall.
That's correct. You're correct, with a dry rub on it. Every place has its own different type of rub they put on it, but it's definitely very unique and probably the most tasty at Scotchy's.
But you can get it everywhere. Another thing, of course, you have to try is a Jamaican patty. And you can get those anywhere. A place that we have gone is to, I think it's called Juicy Patties. It's a fast food restaurant. So you get those around all over downtown. Any of the towns will have
it. I don't know what a Jamaican patty is, so you may feel sorry for me now.
Oh, it's good.
What is a Jamaican patty?
Jamaican patty is just, it's like a hot pocket, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
Looks like a Cornish pasty.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. It's just, and it's filled with beef. You can do vegetarian or you can do chicken, and it's spicy and saucy, and it's cheap and delicious.
Yeah.
A specialty for sure.
Is that street food too? I mean, is that something I can, you know, pick up?
You can get them anywhere.
Yeah.
They make them all over Jamaica. They're not defined to any one area at all.
Yeah. And of course you're going to get plantains all over Jamaica, and something that you must try when you're there. The first time we tried it was when we were there. This time was their ackee salt fish. Now they have a salty fish for breakfast.
Yeah.
Now, what's really funny is we had it for dinner, so you can order it at a restaurant to give it a go. And what it is just the fruit of the season, and it's mixed together with salted cod, and it's all sauteed together with onions and peppers and spices and tomatoes, and it's quite delicious. Those are our four staple foods that you should try.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we mentioned taking good pictures. You're standing at the prettiest spot in Jamaica. Where are you standing and what are you looking at?
For me, the most beautiful spot I stood in was down on Treasure Beach in the southern part of the island. Mm-hmm. It's just a deserted beach, but also incredibly accented with a rocky coastline. So it's something you wouldn't necessarily associate with Jamaica, but views are absolutely spectacular. And the sunrises there are also fantastic.
And I'm hoping as we're talking about this, you're looking at one of Dave's pictures about this, because Dave's pictures are worth looking at.
won
a few awards for your photography at this point. So if we don't have them on this show, we'll certainly refer you to theplanetd.com for more of that photography.
Thank you.
I think it's going to surprise me in Jamaica.
think all of Jamaica will surprise you. I think what's surprising about, okay, Dave says he's got it.
Well, yeah, I think what will surprise you in Jamaica is the friendliness of all the people.
Okay, so you can't use that as an answer on Amateur Traveler. New rule, you can't be surprised that people are friendly.
I think one thing that will surprise you about Jamaica is the diversity of it.
Okay.
Whenever we go to Caribbean islands, it's a lot of either a great beach or you've got a great beach. When you go to Jamaica, there is a lot inside. When you talk to the locals, they'll say the real Jamaica is in the mountains. And I think that's what it is. We've had some of our best times in the mountains, at waterfalls and hiking and doing the bobsledding. So the fun you're going to have off the beach in the mountains, in the jungle of Jamaica, is what's going to surprise you. The beach isn't the star attraction.
I'm curious. Now, you guys have traveled to a lot of countries at this point. I don't know your country count or anything like that, but you've traveled to more than three.
A little bit more.
Less than 200 and more than
Less
three.
Than 200, more than three. Probably more than 50, I would guess, more than I have.
Yeah, we've been to 100 and 110 there you go. Or something like that. Yeah.
But you've been to Jamaica four times, and you talked about when we go back. What brings you back to Jamaica?
To travel, there's a lot of places when we're leaving that we go, oh, that was fun, but I'm ready to go home.
Nope.
There seems to always be, whenever we leave Jamaica, we don't want to leave. We always say, I just wish I had one more day. And I think it's the energy of the place. Mm-hmm. I think it's the beauty of it. I think it's the fact that we haven't done everything there. So we do plan on going back, whether it's going for work or travel. There's other places we want to see that we have yet to explore.
Excellent.
We've got to experience a lot of the culture of Jamaica, but I think we haven't got to explore that whole Rastafarian reggae culture in depth, and part of Kingston and that whole area where Bob Marley grew up is very much the epicenter of that. So something else I want to explore when I go there, because it is such a huge part of Jamaican persona. I think that there's a opportunity to dive into the history there, and as well as find out what that whole subculture is about.
And with all respect to the tourism board and the guidebook writers, what do people recommend that you do in Jamaica that you would say, I would skip it?
I would say that I would skip the Luminous Lagoon.
Interesting.
Luminous Lagoon is something that Jamaica claims they have the most bioluminescence, one of the best in the world. But I think that it's so overrun with tourists, and we know from all of other bioluminescence places that we've been, when you get overrun with tourists and too many high-powered boats, it kills it, and it's not that bioluminescent
anymore.
No,
definitely not.
Okay, so we're going to recommend people go up to Vieques instead or something like that. Okay.
Yeah. Did it in Cayman Islands, and it was really good there. Yeah, it was all eco-friendly, and I think Jamaica has to work on that. I even mentioned on my website that they've got to work on it.
Okay. Last two questions. One thing that makes you laugh and say only in Jamaica.
On Jamaican time. I say that everywhere, and it is so true. There used to be a commercial here in Canada that be waiting for the bus for it's like 2 hours late. Everything is late. Everything is on Jamaican time. And that is so Jamaican. I've heard of island time, but nothing compares to on Jamaican time.
They take it to a whole new level.
Take island time and add an hour is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay. And if you had to summarize Jamaica in just three words each, what three words would you use?
Everything's Irie-mon. How was
Wait,
that?
Everything's what?
Irie. Jamaica uses the word Irie is like it's all right. Okay. So a lot of people go, Irie, so that's what I was saying. Everything's Irie-mon. I stole a good one for Dave.
Stole a good one.
That just came to me. No. I didn't prepare for that.
Three words.
It's going to have to be boring.
I know.
If you want, Dave, you can save your three words for the next time you're on the show and get six.
Okay, that's what I'll save my three words.
Okay, there
we
go.
I can't beat that.
So our guests again have been Dave and Deb from theplanetd.com. And if we're going to send people to the best post you've got on Jamaica, what are we going to send them to?
We're going to send them to Things to Do in Jamaica, 14 Fun and Unique Ideas.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us on Amateur Traveler and telling us about your love for Jamaica.
Well, thanks for having us again, Chris. It's always great to chat with you, and we love talking about one of our favorite islands.
Yes, and thank you, everybody. And I hope that you had a map in front of you so that you could zigzag along with us with your little pen.
Remember, everything's Iriman.
One resource for you. We talked a lot about different activities that you could book on this particular episode, more so probably than usual. So I wanted to remind you that you can go to amateurtraveler.com tours and find a co-branded version of the Viator interface that you can use to book tours that will help support the show. And a number of the things we talked about in this episode, I've already checked on are available through Viator. In news of the community, I had an email from Eric who says, "Hello, I've recently discovered your podcast. Have been listening to several episodes. Keep up the great work. I visited Chernobyl in October 2017, just before your Kiev episode was posted, and wanted to share a few things to expand or clarify on your guests' comments. First, it's absolutely safe to visit. You go with organized small group tours and only go to areas that have been remediated and cleaned up. While there are many hot spots, they are mostly signed, and your guide will know where to go or not go. In much of the exclusion zone, the background levels of radiation are actually lower than Maidan Square in central Kiev. The total radiation exposure from a day at Chernobyl is approximately equal to one transatlantic flight. Second, you can stay overnight. There is one town inhabited by cleanup workers and scientists, and it has a cafe, hotel, and hostels. The food and water is brought in from the outside the zone, but it is certainly available. Third, it is not exploitative. It is an important part of the tourism industry for Ukraine and up to 20,000 visitors a year. It is a very relevant, almost sacred feeling, and it is a very important part of the history of nuclear energy, the Cold War, and the Soviet Union. The biggest danger is the abandoned buildings that are starting to collapse and be reclaimed by nature. I highly encourage anyone interested to go before the best sites become too unstable. It is one of the coolest things I have ever done. I wrote up the details, and Eric sends us a link to his blog at ericrogers.org, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes at amateurtraveler.com. And thanks again for the podcast. I love it. Thanks so much, Eric. Thanks for adding that information. And again, I'll put his comments and that link in the show notes. With that, we're going to end this episode of Amateur Traveler. If you have any questions, send an email to host@amateurtraveler.com, or better yet, leave a comment on this episode at amateurtraveler.com. And don't forget amateurtraveler.com/tours to book your tours to Jamaica or to wherever your travels may take you. And thanks so much for listening. I got to see one more cathedral. I got to sit in one more cafe.